your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Reiki Master and host Phyllis Lei Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
Hello, this is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Happy New Year. This is the time of year when we think about ourselves and about who we are in this world, and often reflect on if we want to be different. This day, January 1st, was first declared the beginning of our new year by Pope Gregory the 13th in 1582. And since that time, in January 1st, for those countries who use the Gregorian calendar, this is the beginning of our year. For many other cultures, of course, this beginning of the year could be any time in January, or another time is in March and the end of April, toward the end of April, where the new year is celebrated by spring, perhaps, rather than by the beginning of the days becoming longer. I think about this time of year as being a time of renewal, a time of reflection, a time of revelation, and a time of resolution. Quite often, these R words take us into a place of will, a place of wanting things to be different, so we're going to will it. So if we make a resolution, this is something that we will do in order to change our natural course of who we are and what we've set in motion from all the last years of our lives. In the last few years, I've been able to throw an I Ching reading for my next year, and what I have liked about that was not particularly what I got, although that was also very revealing, another R word. But it was a way of acknowledging that my life is a series of steps, and that each new year is determined by the steps that have come before. Where have I been facing? What direction have I been walking? Where has my attention been? And how willing am I to be a part of my natural world, to be naturally who I am, rather than willing myself to be someone different? One of the most wonderful gifts about this practice of Reiki is that it brings us to the place within ourselves where we can be who we are, whatever that is and whoever that is. Sometimes who we are, we don't like. Sometimes who we are in a moment, we want to be like that all the time. But that's not possible. Nature has its ebbs and flows, as with the tides. Nature has its seasons. Nature has its ways of comings and goings, of death and life and rebirth. And these are the cycles with which we are born into, which we have inside of us, and where we revisit every year around this time. The celebrations I feel within myself in January 1st were a celebration of life, of thank God I'm still alive, and really thank God I'm still alive. I could have expired or left this life many, many times during the last year, just through thoughtlessness or through not being aware or through my destiny, whatever the case and however you imagine this to be. In all this musing and reflection, I thought that for the program this day, it would be very special to share Reiki treatment with you. So this is what I would like to do for this program. We're going to do a self-treatment so everyone can do it. You know, Reiki came from way before Pope Gregory. It came before religion. It came before we knew about plants and animals being able to assist our healing. It came because naturally we had Reiki, the universal life energy, and naturally we were able to put our hands on ourselves, to lick our wounds, in fact, and to be able to heal our bodies, and our bodies be able to heal themselves. Throughout the ages of mankind, this hands-on healing has been reconnected with, not rediscovered, but I feel connected with again, in different forms and in different practices. And one of the great and grateful things that I have in my life these days is Mikao Usui, his practice of Reiki, the thing that he brought to his life and to all the students who have come from him after that. So we're going to use his method, anyway, a method that came from him, and start with our eyes to the side of our heads, or faces as it may be, to the back of our head, to our chest, to the four positions down our belly, and to our back, one position on the back, which is our lower back, which I think all of us can reach. And we're going to do this to music. A wonderful Reiki master that I know, Plinio Kutaich, from Brazil, was a jazz musician, a pianist, before he met Reiki. And in his early years of mastery, he composed a healing CD for his students with Reiki. And I'm going to use the CD for our accompaniment, for our treatment today. I feel that this music takes us into ourselves, into realms where we don't ordinarily exist, or maybe we exist but we are not aware of or we're not conscious of. And this is a place where we are nature. We aren't a part of it, we are it. We aren't ruled by the tides or ruled by the seasons, we are the seasons and we are the tides. We're not separate from the four elements: air, water, fire, earth. We are air, water, fire, earth. This is a time for us to sink into our natural selves, to be Reiki, universal life energy. Join me now. Get comfortable. For those of you who don't have Reiki, haven't been initiated, you can do this too. Just follow the simple steps. Be comfortable. Enjoy. Here we go on our Reiki journey. Take a deep breath. Be one with the air. Be air. Place your hands over your eyes. Shift your sight to inwards. Relax the muscles around your eyes. Allow the Reiki to permeate the cells. Releasing expectations of what we might see, allowing reflection of who we are, allowing regeneration Allow your body to breathe deeply, filling your lungs, your belly with air, being air. And shift your hands around to the side of your face. Allowing your jaw to relax. Your breath is the tide of air, the ebb and flow of life. With your out breath, allow things to float out of you that you don't need anymore. Release. Let it go. Thank you. Be aware again of your breath. Allow your body to fill, be air. And shift your hands to round to the back of your head, to one hand above the other, but doesn't matter which one is on top. With your eyes closed, you see your own night sky. Perhaps it's filled with color, perhaps stars, perhaps fog. Enjoy. This is the place of rejuvenation. Of remembering. Remembering who we are. Who we have been, we who are humans. Sometimes we forget to remember. And so we try. But our true power is in remembering. Deep remembering. Our lives are like the seasons, repeated each year. From a deep, mysterious place of winter, our lives begin, moving through gestation. Through the waters of life, and eventually out into the air that fills our lungs, shifting our focus from in to out and back again. And we grow nourished by the sun, radiating. And if it is our path to walk through our autumn years, our fall years, those years of perhaps physical decay and dismembering, but it is also the years of showing the essence of who we are as human beings. Our kindness, our dissatisfactions. Our loved and our not so loved. Will we enter into our next step that we call death with open arms or through fear? With a forward look of rejuvenation, resurrection. Resolution. This place of remembering takes us into an inner journey that we began as a human being in days so ancient that we have no recollection, only memory. Shift your hands to your chest. Feel the rise and fall of your chest as your body breathes in the tides of air, exhales the tide of air. So much is going on in our bodies. The living and the dying of each of our cells. The function of them automatically changing death into life and life into death. Oxygen slipping through permeable tissue. And back again. A place of gratitude for all that we have had, for all that we have received, for all that is there in front of us. Carry away wounds and hurts. Allowing your body to fill again with air. Shift your hands to your upper abdomen. Your hands resting on the lower part of your rib cage. We get in touch with the place of renewal. The abdomen and our organs, the processes that go on here. Give us energy, physical energy. It is a place of our energetic center. regenerate in every moment. What do we naturally want to feed ourselves? In order to regenerate our energy. Our connection with this part of our body, with this part of our being, allows us to be in the moment, to be connected to our own needs. Like the plants turn toward the sun. Shift your hands to the next position. One hand width down. Your fingertips, your little finger touching your waist. Above your waist. Our belly. Our vulnerability, the reminder of our connection to our mother, lies here in the belly. Breathe into our bellies. Allow your belly to fill with air also. Relax. Release. Slip your hands down another position with your thumbs on your waist. Now your hands are one hand position below your waist. the crest of your belly. Sigh from this place. This is where the voice of our body comes from. In ancient cultures, this was the place of our energetic center. Breathe deeply into this place. Allowing the Reiki to loosen whatever needs to be let loose. To let it flow out of you through your out-breath. Imagine if you could take all the energy that comes to you, no matter what it is, into this place below your navel. It would rejuvenate your power and allow you to extend yourself. Expand, expand, expand. And shift your hands down to the last position on the belly. With your hands at your hip bones. The source of our life in this cradle of our bones. We were rocked and held as children, as infants, as embryos. Given life. breathe into this place and allow all judgments of how we came to life be let go through our breath. It is our natural way to begin life here. There are no wrong ways, and there are no right ways. It is just so. And so it is. We have come to life. And whatever challenges or gifts that we had in our birthing, we came to this world with those as gifts. Embrace and be grateful. Gratitude is shown by how we use those gifts. By how we maintain our connection. To the natural part of who we are. Now shift your hands around to your lower back. Just under your waist. Your fingertips pointing downwards is probably the most comfortable. We have come from Earth. We will go back to Earth. The elements of our bodies reflect the elements of the Earth. The soil is rich with our waste, our disappointments. The earth transforms these into food, into nourishment, into shade of this for the sun. Into support of where what is under our feet. When we walk on the earth, we are a moving part of the earth. how we carry ourselves. Shows our gratitude. Let us not bow in supplication, feeling that we are not worthy. Let us not use our fists to hold on, to control. Let us use the gift of our mind, our spirit. To be conscious, to be at one with who we are naturally. Humans living in a natural world, in a natural way, with each other, with all species, with the rocks and the earth, with the weather, the movement of the heavens, and the heavenly bodies. Explanation sometimes gives us peace. The questions aren't always answerable. The questions don't always lead to finite answers. Questions often lead us to a deeper place in ourselves, the place of mystery, of unknown, of awe, of knowing that we are much more than we could ever imagine. That we are much more of what we can understand. That we are far beyond the reach of our arms and of our mind. Fill your bodies with air. Feel the momentum of tide, of seasons. Feel the connection with our earth. Be reminded of our fire within, by the sun and its heat, by our hands and their heat. We are Reiki. universal life energy. Take three deep breaths. And let yourself float. In the place that is yourself. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, January 1st, 2009.